was 17 years. So I was at home. That day my parents went through the garden.
Yeah.
When I was there, I was supposed to go to the garden. I mean to the shop to open a shop of my brother.
Yeah.
So around this time,
yeah,
LRI came. They raided the village. So I was captured, taken to the bush, whereby I spent 1 year. And then when I was in the bush, I was told to be a commander by mobilizing food for the LRA rebels.
Yeah.
Whom we moved in a group. Actually, we moved in a single file like this.
Yeah.
So whereby if you are talking, you don't talk to everybody, so to listen.
Yeah.
I talk to you, you talk to this one and the other one.
So you just talk all the way back, yeah.
I just say, I want you to come ahead. You pass to her, pass like that until it reaches. So I spent there 1 year.
Yeah.
As I was there, so many things actually, which I have seen. Different killings, could kill, abduction, like you try to escape and they get you.
Yeah.
They put an axe in the fire and then they bang on the cross behind
it,
make it a cross.
Yeah.
So it become a cross.
Yeah.
And then they send you back home. They say that this is your warning. You go home, you tell that next time if you escape from LRA, this is what will happen to you. To scare.
So they send you home?
Yes, to scare the rest so that they should not run.
Yeah.
Like now, as I'm carrying this bag, if I happen to say that I feel that I'm very tired, they tell someone, take this person to rest. So you don't know why they are taking you to rest.
Mm.
They are going to kill you.
Yeah.
Just go and they cut you off. And that's the end of you.
Well, they just kill you there and then?
Yes. So the people who are old, because like me, I was also told to be given a lady in the bush. But I pleaded that I'm still young.
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to go back home.
Yeah.
Because they know for sure you have left your wife at home.
Yeah.
So if they leave to stay here without a lady or a woman,
yeah,
you will feel to run back to your wife.
Yeah.
So if they get you a woman,
yeah,
you will not.
They just force you on a woman.
Yes. You will be with this one here. Yeah. You will not think about the woman at all.
But did you have a wife at home at this time?
No, I was still young.
You were too young, yeah.
So when I was there, they told me to
take a woman.
To give me a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I said, no, me, I'm young. So I never participated in that. And my work there was to mobilize. I was a supply officer to walk around and get food and come and inform the rest that there's food. You can come. There is food, whereby if the villagers escaped away and we get like the simsim we are seeing here, get the simsim, we get the beans, just tell them that the people you come, they carry all the beans and they take it. Maybe you get a cassava plantation, they are fruited. Sometimes you come hard when there is a battle between the government troops and the LRA. You could see people without guns, what they just run the way they are. They tell you, run towards this side. So you keep on running. At the end, you see your colleagues dead, but you have nothing to do.
Because you've got no guns.
Yes, you have also to run for your life. Me? No, I don't have. I left it in the car. So, as we move like this, we may enter the ambush. And most of the ambushes are at this time. If you enter the ambush...
Government ambushes.
Government ambush.
Yeah.
You enter, they will fire you. Yeah. So you have to run.
Yeah.
If the bullet has not caught you yet, you have to run for your life. So you see the mortars, the what, every kind of things. But they tell you should not throw the bags.
Should not throw the bags.
The bag and the gun, you should not throw. And for the ladies, you should not throw the saucepan.
Yeah.
Because that is what to use for cooking.
Yeah.
So you don't need to throw them.
Yeah.
If it is raining, if you are not allowed to enter the house. You are not supposed to enter the house. Apart from Joseph Kony, whom I saw him with my eyes.
Yeah.
Now, after that, you continue. You move. Sometimes they come and surround you. They know that you are within the area. Now, what they do?
This is the government.
Yes, government. If they happen to wreck that you are around, they order for the gunship to come around.
Yeah.
So if the gunship comes, the gunship fires you while the ground troops are down.
Yeah.
They fire you. You run from here. You go the other side.
Yeah.
You meet the ambush for the government troops. You come back this way.
Yeah. The gunship gets
you. The gunship is on you. So you have to find ways. By them, they also sometimes arrange that these people, we have to fire them towards the water.
Yeah.
Eh? Maybe we are near a river. So they have to fire, taking you back the river.
Towards the river.
Yes, whereby crossing, it will be difficult. And what they want is to capture most of you from there. So there are some other people, if sees that now I cannot manage. You see somebody is dead down in a pool of blood.
Yeah.
You want to be rescued. You fall near the passion.
Yeah.
You smear yourself with the blood.
Yeah.
Eh? Smear yourself with the blood, and then you put his arm higher on your head.
Yeah. You pretend to be dead.
Yes. You pretend to be dead.
Yeah.
So if the NRA, the government soldiers come nearby, that's when you know that now these people have come.
Yeah.
Then you raise your arm. Then they rescue you from there. Because so the government soldiers, if they see you are not in combat, most of them, they know that all these people here, they are captured.
Yeah.
So they don't kill you.
Yeah.
They just take you
to
the barracks. Then they ask you, where do you come from?
Yeah.
That I come from Katina maybe, or from Soroti town.
Yeah.
So they transfer you to the near barracks of your area. You go to the barracks there, then they send a message to the village where you come from.
To check, don't they?
Yes. Do you know a parent of maybe somebody like this from this place?
Yeah.
That we know. Okay, you come to the barracks, your son has been found. So you go there, the mother gets you there, and then you first stay with the government for some times to make sure that these people, if they come back, they will not come and look for you.
Yeah.
Maybe they will get you in the village and you will get killed.
Yeah.
So the government again orientate you with them for some time. Then they get you a package if you feel that you want to go back.
Yeah.
Then you go back home.
Yeah. And you were away for about a year in all.
Yes, I was in. But when I escaped, they tried again to come back for me to look when they came across our area.
For you specifically?
Yes.
Yeah.
So my father, I decided to leave home. I came back to my father, whereby I stayed there until I got my training. I went back to school.
Yeah.
Ah.
Where in? Not in Katina.
No.
Yeah.
Because my home is in Pade.
Right.
Yeah. So when I was in Kampala, I went back to school, did my training, then I went to the driving school.
Yeah.
And I got myself a job. I've started working.
Yeah.
Whereby life in the bush was not easy.
No.
Because
so when you were originally taken, that was from Pade, not from Katina?
Yeah. No. Katina is not.
How far away is Pade?
Far away from. It's far away.
Yeah.
Before the war spread it toward this side.
Yeah.
It started originally from Gulu,
yeah,
and then it spread to Pade,
yeah,
and Kitgum,
yeah,
and then later on, when they started, they could rotate within the districts.
Yeah,
we move from the district here. Tomorrow they go to the other district. Then when the ambushes started march on them, they started splitting themselves.
Yeah.
Into four, into three,
yeah,
to make sure that the government soldiers will not get them. So if they are fighting these four,
yeah,
the other one is causing havoc somewhere.
Right.
Then the government soldiers will run there. As they reach there, they are fighting on those ones. Yeah. These ones are somewhere causing a box somewhere.
Yeah.
They started splitting themselves slowly to make sure that they should not all get that. But times come whereby they will have to get you, because people who comes also, who runs away also from the bush, and some of them who are being captured, they could tell the government how their movement is. Like this same plantation, which you have seen.
Yeah.
Most of the government, if they want, you know, that one grows in a level of distance, whereby you can see everybody who is moving. So they intercept them towards that same garden, whereby you can see who is the commander, who is the whatever.
Yeah.
Then they start firing you.
Right. Okay.
So you run, they see that is the passion. Which direction are they taking? That's how the battle was.
Yeah. And when the day they came for you,
yes,
they just suddenly arrived in the village with no warning.
Was no warning.
Yeah.
They don't warn. They just come and arrive somewhere. If they reach in a place, like they have reached around Katine, let's say.
Yeah.
What they do is they spread themselves.
Yeah.
Like we here, we are moving in a group.
Yeah.
I tell that there's a village ahead. What you should do, just run.
Yeah.
Now, other people run, they go aside, this one goes aside.
Yeah.
Now, this one are moving in the middle.
Yeah.
Now, if they knew that people now are coming, these people, the groups are coming, you will start running away, going that way. You will meet with those groups there.
Yeah.
Eh? Then they will have to arrest you. And you are running this way, they will arrest you.
Yeah.
And maybe you try to escape from them.
Do they tie you up when they take you away?
Yes. If they are whatever, they remove your shirt, they tie your hands behind, and they take you. Now, if they take you, you'll stay with them. Sometimes they get a rope, and then they tie you in a single lane, in a rope, on the hook here.
And walk you out?
Yes. So you may find people from here up to almost 1 kilometer.
All roped together?
Yes, with the rope.
Really? A kilometer?
Yes, a kilometer with the rope. Those are new people whom they try to see that these are the people we have to take them to Sudan.
And how far did they make you then walk once they'd captured you?
A day you can walk 60 kilometers a day.
For how many days?
They don't have even a specific camp that we are going.
When you walked, how many days did you walk?
Daily is a daily walk.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a camp.
Yeah, but you lost count of how many days you walk. Oh, because you never stop. You just keep walking. So every day.
Yes, every day.
And did they try and indoctrinate you when you were there? Did they try and make you believe in their cause, or did they just use you?
Actually, they don't. Because they don't tell you what they are after.
Yeah.
You are work tomorrow, they said, we are going.
Yeah.
Yes, you start going with them.
Yeah.
There's no way that you will go somewhere or you'll talk something, no.
It's not about a political system or belief system.
There is no agenda.
Yeah.
You cannot tell the agenda.
Yeah.
Because like if you are being captured, you now, and then they keep you moving. You don't know what you are after, and you don't know someone's plan. It's just making you to follow him.
Yes.
So you keep on walking.
But when you say you were sent into the country to get food, how would you? I mean, if you were here today, how would you get the food?
We were many.
Yeah.
So you just move around. People are moving here.
Yeah.
For you branch away with your groups, about 5, 10 like that.
Yeah.
So if you reach there, you find people are not there. You found in that house there's beans, what other things, you send one person here. Come and tell some groups here in the line.
Yeah.
They go there, they carry that beans, and they continue. They
would you take animals as well?
Yes, please.
Yes,
because that's
especially
the
animals.
Yes,
yeah.
They kill.
Yeah.
They kill like goats.
Yeah.
They cut off the heads.
Yeah.
Then you divide. You have to take that is what you are going to eat.
Yeah. So you're getting the food for all your...
Yes.
Yeah.
For the whole whatever who are moving.
Yeah.
So to avoid the fighting with the UPDF, that's why they keep on moving.
Yeah.
With the government soldiers. They keep on moving.
And if, say, you went to that house and they tried to resist and stop you, what would you do to the people?
Now, those people cannot resist because they fear.
Right.
They know their habit, that if we resist, they will either cut off my ears, that's they do it for punishment.
Cut off the ear?
Yes. Either your ears, because that you don't listen.
Yeah.
They cut off your ears because you don't listen to them.
Yeah.
Sometimes if they get you in the garden on Sundays,
yeah,
they end up cutting this one off. Because you don't obey the God. You are supposed to rest.
Oh, I see, because you're working on Sunday.
Yes, they don't need you to work on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So, every time they get somewhere, they just do whatever they feel that they want to do. Sometimes they get you at home, they don't talk. They just walk and they leave you. They walk and they leave you away. So
when you come, people are terrified, so they wouldn't try and resist.
They cannot resist, unless if somebody also knew how you are moving now, can go somewhere and tell the government soldiers that these people are moving in this direction.
Yeah.
So the government soldiers, if they are aware, they can decide that these people, since they are tricky, let's take one group this side, another one on that side.
Mm.
Wherever they go, they will meet with the group, then we shall know what to do.
Mm.
So like as you move this way, you may branch off that. I'm going the other side to cause havoc that end.
Yeah.
That's where you will meet the government soldiers.
Yeah.
And then they will fire you from there.
Yeah.
Then they will order for the gunship.
Yeah. And did you say you saw lots of killings while you were with them?
Yeah, with the killing a lot. Because they can kill, but I never participated in that.
But it would be in situations like this when it was just as they were moving around the country and not just the government troops, they would be killing ordinary people.
Yeah, they have to, because they cannot specify that this is whatever, because LRA, most of them, they put on civilians' clothes because they fear government soldiers, so they put on ordinary clothes to go and cause some havoc and other things.
And the people you were with had all been abducted?
Yes, they were all abducted.
All abducted.
There's no one who was there just...
voluntarily?
Yes. Yeah. Very few of them who have stayed for long, which they don't feel like to come back home.
Because
those one now, they are some good commanders with some good ranks.
Yeah.
They don't have that feeling.
Yeah.
And themselves, they have already got themselves children in the bush and the things. So they don't feel like to come back home.
And was everybody was thinking about trying to escape all the time?
Yeah, those people who are being abducted, like me.
Yeah.
All the time you
spend your whole time thinking, how can I escape?
Like, if they knew that you are being abducted from Katine, and Dan also is being abducted from Katine, they have to separate you away. Dan will be in a group which is very far, which I don't meet with him.
So you can't escape together?
Because I will interact that, you know, we organize this, the way out to escape.
Yeah.
So they don't want you to be Katine people together. Yeah. You go, this one will take very far. Unless, if a day comes whereby you meet, as you are moving in a line, and you meet him, that's when you can greet him. Have you heard anything from home? Or maybe you have just something like that, but they don't want you, who comes from a very good same place, to be together. You will organize your friend and you will escape.
Yeah. So were you frightened the whole time?
Yeah. I went in the battlefield something like 3 times.
Yeah.
But it was very early in the morning in a Simsim garden, because their battle, they do it in a Simsim garden.
Mm.
So they know for sure that this is where, because the Simsim grows somewhere here.
Mm.
And our grass are tall like this one.
Yeah.
So if they ambush somewhere like this.
No hiding place.
Yes. So if somebody crosses like this,
to
first come, you cross in the Simsim garden, then you spray yourself. Then you disappear to avoid the footmarks. Then you come and you enter somewhere there, then you come back again. Yeah. One by one, you sleep somewhere here. Now this, maybe government soldiers, they will come and they enter, they go like this, reaching somewhere in the middle. Then the commander orders you to start firing them. But you don't delay in fighting.
Yeah.
You don't. Because for them, they are not so sure that they don't have much bullets. So what they do...
But you've got guns.
Yes.
Yes, but with not many bullets.
we don't have, we okay, normally during those days they didn't have much support from Sudan by that time. So you start.
What kind of gun did you have with you?
It was AK-47.
Right.
It was AK-47. So they fire, after firing, then if you knew that we have killed some, you run very much to make sure that you charge of those guns and the uniform.
Yeah.
Very fast you remove from the dead body and then you just took off.
Yeah.
By the time they will send their signals, the gunship comes, will find you when you are not there.
Mm.
That's when you have already escaped.
You were very lucky.
And I thank God.
Yes.